show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Riff. Thank you so much for tuning in and for taking this Friday with me. I know that our listening base is kind of shrink down a little bit on Fridays. I'm trying to encourage people to tune in, even though they're trying to get out for the weekend. I'm trying to give some good godly advice about relationships. Amen. Relationships. Let me start off with giving you our address. It's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can write us, Revelation Ministries, Rev Media Network, Midwatch with the Rev. However you want to remember us, you can write us. Amen. You can let us know exactly what you've been thinking. You can let us know exactly how you've been. Give us some ideas for some shows. But if you don't want to use the snail mail, you can get a response to us quicker through the Rev at midwatchwiththerev.com, or you can write me at david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. We have just started our own Facebook and Twitter for the actual radio station. I've been using my personal one on the station, which I'm going to leave there under, near my profile, but I'm going to put a link for the new ones that we just started, because we're going to start putting all our archives of shows on YouTube on the audio part. So see how that goes. We're hoping it all works out. I was working on that today just before the show started and stuff, and in between that, try and grab some lunch and finish some notes on today's show. We have some neat things that are going to happen today. We are on Chatango. Chatango is a free chatware software type thing. You can just log in. If you look at it, the box, the bottom of your viewer or the bottom of the page that you are on right now listening to the show, I am logged in as Midwatch. It has my profile, my picture there. You can just click on it. And when you click on it, you'll see my profile, my picture, I guess. Either way, it's here. We want to hear from you. You can chat with me. Give me your prayer requests over the Chatango. Or you can email me, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com, with any type of prayer requests that you may have right now. It's Friday, my friends. It's that day. It is that day that we can get out. We offer the weekends. What you got planned this weekend? Amen. What you got planned? God is doing some good things with our ministry. And we'll be having church, of course, on Sunday night, 6 p.m. at Metro Church. I'll be preaching that service. Kind of worked on my sermon most of the week. I've got to do a little bit more catching up on it, but it should be fine. Amen. It should be fine. So, today's show is on relationships. And we have a lot of information that I put together for today's show as far as with the relationships and as far as with how things look on relationships. And one thing I noticed, too, is that a lot of people miss shows. Well, if you miss shows, if like today's Friday show, for some reason people are at work or doing things or going out of town and taking Friday off, and that's fine. My wife, she's off today as well. I mean, Fridays is just a day that everybody tends to take that and just deal with everything on Monday. I don't blame you. But if you do miss our show, you can also hear our show, the audio version of our show, on the archives under my picture. You can click on my picture on any of the parts of the website. It's posted all over there. Or go to my profile, and if you go to my profile in the host page, the bio page, you will see at the bottom all the shows that have dates, and it has a little tag of what the show is about. So if you miss the show and you just cut into the show or just come early into the show, then you can do that. Amen. Well, this week has been an interesting week. We've talked about soul ties, depending on God, finishing strong as a leader, and yesterday during our missions outreach day, we talked about empowerment, that God has empowered you. Soul ties, we covered on the first show of this week. The second show we even went into a little bit. That there's positive and negative soul ties that your life may be tied to, and that you are the only judge of that. Amen. You are the only judge to know how that happens. You're the only one that knows who controls you. And then we went through, or what controls you, because I tell you what, my friends, there are no controlling people. We covered that. The only controlling people But there are people that want to be controlled. And you understand the difference. There are no controlling people, but people that want to be controlled. There's victims, but then victims end up becoming volunteers when they never change their situation. If you're in a home where you're getting hurt, if you're in a home where your children are getting hurt, now that's frustrating. But if you're at a home where your children are getting hurt and you haven't done anything, or you don't know what to do, and your heart doesn't know how to handle what's going on, then my friends, I'm going to tell you right now, you were a victim when it first happened, and maybe a few more times afterwards, but when that happens, it happens, and continually happens, and you haven't done anything, then you're becoming a volunteer to the situation. Amen? Amen, my friends. Okay, soul ties is having your heart tied to the wrong people. There's good and bad, and there's good soul ties, which is having your heart tied to the right person. Dependency on God is no matter what in your life you have, that was our day of faith, that you will be you should be dependent on God, just like you're dependent on air to breathe, or we talked about the water, and we talked about how we need the water to survive, and that no matter what, our whole spirit and mind and body should be in the same thing. And then on Finishing Strong, we will try and encourage leaders this week just to finish strong. Don't stop. Don't stop when you're almost there. Don't stop when you get frustrated. We put some safeguards there. You got to listen to the program. It was awesome. We put some safeguards there about prayer, faith, taking time with your family, resting, that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff will make you be able to finish strong. Don't overexert yourself. Don't wait till it's all a calamity to ask for help. Now, Pastor Mike Salazar was on the show with us, and we were able to cover that. And then yesterday was about empowerment. God's empowered you with faith, with love. He's empowered you with knowledge. He's empowered you with prayer and opportunity. All these things He's put into you. And He wants you to use that for His glory. Amen? Amen. Well, today's topic, we're going to talk about partnership. About what affects your partnership. What affects the people that are around you that you love the most in your life. What affects them? We're going to do that, and I'm going to make sure my bell is working so I can get you to hear it. Let's see how it sounds. Make sure it's going. Okay, there, it's working. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Amen. All right. What affects your partnership? What affects things that are going on with you? I've seen in praying and looking over the Word of God and trying to think about, I try and bring new material out and trying to just think about what really, really affects. What really affects you in your marriage and everything. And we hear the main thing everybody says is communication. And it's true, in any relationship, communications is the best. In any relationship, communication is needed. No matter what, that you need to have good, strong communication in your life. Now, saying that, we're going to go beyond the communication part, and let's just talk about the persons. Because we all live our life, how we're going to live it, we all act, how we're going to act. We never see your true nature in front of your friends, and in front of your church, and not even in front of family at times, but your true nature comes out when behind closed doors. It does. It comes out when things are unexpected that happens. It comes out when you don't get what you want. It comes out when you're disappointed and frustrated about life. Today's show, we just want to talk to you about that for a little bit. I want to tell you that there are six things I have seen that affects partners. Affects marriage, affects dating, it affects everything. That if you're trying to build a healthy, strengthful, strong relationship, that you need to make sure that these are in there. The first one we're talk is about the environment. The environment around you will affect. The environment around you will affect how you act and react. Do y'all know what the difference between responding and reacting is? Responding is done. Let me write this. Responding and reacting. Reacting is usually an emotional reaction, and responding is usually coming through the nature of God. Let me explain. When you react to an emotion or an action of memory that it's not good, and that sense where it comes from is from a childhood pain, a memory of hurt, something that was not biblical in your life that happened, then that's reacting. And if you're responding, is just your mind is trained in the Word of God and responding to, just like a fire department responds to a call. And they go out and they take care of what they got to take care of. That's the same way that your mind is set up in the Word of God. So, let's move on. Environment. What do you get influence from that always makes it back home? Whatever you get influenced in, whatever you get influenced in, will always make its way back home. Now, I don't care if you eat with your friends that you've known for a long time. I don't care if your husband's known them as well or your wife has known them as well. But whatever their influence is, however they are being dictated and talked to you, and how you're playing around and laughing about the whole marriage thing and laughing about your spouse. When you get home, that environment doesn't stop at Chili's. That environment doesn't stop operating in your mind, in your body, and in your spirit when you leave the restaurant or the bowling alley or Dave and Buster's, wherever you're hanging out, whatever your hangout place with your friends. But it will come back in your marriage when you're arguing. The environment that influences you. Oh, why don't you try and find someone else? Oh, why don't you have another girlfriend or something? Or boyfriend? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't worry, it's harmless. Your environment, whatever influence you, whatever holds your mind and your attention, will eventually make it back home. Will eventually make it back home. Remember the old saying, you can take the kid out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the kid? Well, I don't know if it's an old saying, but it's a saying around here. And I will tell you this, it is so true. Now, just look at that for just a second. Just look at it. You can't take the ghetto out of him, but you can move him from his environment. Because deep down inside him, we're going to talk about the heart. As further as we got him away from their environments, he still took his environment with him. He still took his nature with him. And in this example, he didn't get too far. His life was dictated by his belief system and how he tried to make himself out of the ghetto, but still ghetto thoughts dwell in him. Your mind has to be renewed. Your environment has to be changed. You have to keep your environment with your spouse and with the person you love strong and loving. Now, environment's a big thing because your most of your life is going to be influenced by an environment. Everything you read, everything you see on television, everything you see on the internet, everything you hear in music, this stuff affects your environment. How you talk, how you dress, all this stuff. So, partnership. We're talking about partnership. We're talking about environment. We'll be right back. Going to play a quick infomercial about our ministry. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? And so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
We're back, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev, and this is our weekly show. It's Friday, and we are trying to get through the week just like you. Amen. I think the other thing that affects relationships a lot is attitude. Attitude. You see, there's a type of attitude that you have to have in a relationship that has to work for both of you. There cannot be a domineering attitude that you're always right. There cannot be an attitude where you just don't listen or don't understand. Your attitude can't be confrontational when you walk through the door and there's problems. Your attitude has to be able to adjust. If your attitude is not able to adjust, then you need to be able to tell yourself you got some problems. If you're always right and never wrong, you have a problem. Because I guarantee you, you're not always right. Your attitude has to be that you want to work things out. That you can look at issues and say, well, we can make something happen. Your attitude has to not give up on your spouse. Now, my friends, you have to be understanding and you have to resolve conflict. If you don't, then you got problems. Then you're not going to solve anything. The other thing is fears. Fears. So we have environment, we have attitude, and now we have fears. Fears leads to problematic thinking. Concentrating on the hurt, the helpless, and the horror of your deepest fears. Mimicking things that aren't happening. Paranoia. We're going to cover that later on the segments. On segment 3, we have an exposing lies, we believe, that we're going to talk about that, paranoia. So we're not going to go too much into it. Lies and hurt and fear are built on false information. And when someone fears that they're losing someone or that someone's cheating on them, there's a realm of disillusion that surrounds them. And it's also paranoia. The true nature comes to the surface. Time. Time is the fourth thing. Time to spend with each other. Time to love. Time to share. Time to be a part of someone else's life. Time to hang out. You know what? The greatest thing that you can tell when a couple is really, really working and really making things happen is you ain't gotta do anything. Now let me explain. You don't have to go to a movie every week. In fact, you don't have to even find a great TV show to enjoy each other's company. One can be reading the newspaper and magazines on the bed, and the other one can be thumbing through work stuff on the same bed and just relax and hang out. Sometimes you don't need to be out doing something to be able to enjoy one another. Now think about this. Think about it. I want you to really think about what does it really take to get something working? Well, it's time. Spending time together. Spending time together. That is one of the things that you have to be able to do. You have to be able, and you have to make time to spend with one another. No matter what's out there that takes up your time. You may want to play golf. You may want to go to do aerobics. You may want to go work out. You may want to go to some craft thing. Who knows? Whatever takes up your day, whatever floats your boat, who knows? But the true thing is, you spend time together, so you have to draw back from some of that stuff you want to do and just hang out with your spouse. So that's the biggest thing. I think I hear that a lot during counseling. They just don't have no time for me. They're always so busy, or we are so busy. I don't know what she likes to do. I don't know what she wants to do. We'll find out. Sometimes it's just hanging out in the same room, not even really talking that much, but just cracking up and doing whatever. You have to spend ample amount of time together to develop the relationship that is needed to succeed. So my friends, time. That's it. Right there, time. No, we're not out of time, I'm just saying time. The next thing is doubt. Doubt. I don't know if you have ever been in a relationship that the other person continues to doubt. First of all, doubt that this relationship's supposed to succeed. Second of all, doubt that they're gonna be able to get through whatever problems they're gonna get through. Third of all, basically, doubting that they even belong together. Doubting each other's ability. When a person begins to doubt and begins to think of not being able to succeed with someone in their life, then they are leaving the door completely open for a wedge to be placed right in front of their lives. For a wedge to be placed right in front of their lives. My friends, don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. Don't doubt the person that God has put in your life. Don't doubt the ability, and definitely don't doubt that y'all belong together. Now the sixth thing, and there's going to be a seventh thing because I wrote it in real quick while we're talking. It's something that I know that I ran out of room to put, but I just wrote the word, and I'll give you the definition in a minute. But the sixth thing is finances. Finances will be the determining factor in your relationship. 65% of those that divorce said finances was the main deciding factor. Every time you buy something at the store, you remember what you have in your account. Well, hopefully you do that. Every time you put an offering in the plate, you're already deducting in your mind out of your bank. God put finances in our lives. Show management, show responsibility, show accountability. But it also is the only single thing that I know of that will bring out the beast in you. It is the only thing that I know of that'll go past every stress level. If you got no money, you can't do nothing. It is the only thing that I know that will push every button that needs to be pushed in a person's life. Finances, in its own singularity, is able to take your entire relationship gone if you're not strong. Woman of faith, man of God of faith will stand with you. That is why we cannot marry those who are not saved. It's not that you can't, it's more that you shouldn't. Or you should think wisely about it. Because beyond anything in all this right here, you have to be able to do the next one, which is agree. Agree. Can we all agree about agreeing? We have to agree. You have to agree on what's going on in your life. You have to agree what's going to happen in your children's life. There's no agreement. There will be conflict. There will be anger. There will be frustration. My friends, I want you to understand this. God is awesome, but He can only work in as much room as you give Him. He can bring you to your knees, but you don't want Him to do that. He can make you frustrated, but you don't want Him to do that either. You want to come to Him on your own and say, "Look, Lord, we're having problems. We need something solved. We need things worked out. Please, Lord, help us. Please, Lord." Please, Lord, help us. My friends, if you can't agree, then you're going to have problems. And number 8, which I think is something I threw in that I know you can't survive without, and that is respect. Respect. If you don't have respect for one another, you're not going to last. Do I need to go any deeper than that? These are 8 things. 8 things: environment, attitude, fears, time, doubt, finances, agreeing, and respect. These are the 8 things that you need to build your relationship. When a person doesn't respect you, they become disgusted with you. I didn't want to say it, but it's true. When they don't respect you, they loathe you. Would probably be the better word. They loathe you. Loathe means Oh my gosh, here he comes. Do you like waking up every morning like that? Or do you like spending your hard-earned money and your time and your effort to build a relationship and you're not even married yet and they're already loathing you? Respect, my friends. If it's loss, then you need to get lost on it. Because, my friends, God has things for you. God has beautiful things for you in your life. And he wants you to get those things. But you have to be able to adjust yourself. And these are the 8 things that if you can work on this stuff, you're going to have a more successful marriage, more successful relationship. Amen? Amen. We'll be right back. We're going to play a quick commercial.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the Auxiliary Studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now. We're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at PO Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of MidWatch with the Rev and General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs. We have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at revministries.com. You've been listening to revmedianetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection.
Amen. 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 During that break, I was thinking of the material that I have and thinking about what we're trying to get across. I noticed that the times when I'm really hitting something that's going to be really, really help people and that I've prayed out and sought out and stuff, that there is so much that I write down here. To try and get all out to you, so I have to slow myself down because I'm a naturally fast-talking person. I'm naturally a person that's going to get out in front of you and talk and talk, and I enjoy conversation and enjoy teaching and preaching, and I go really quick, and I like that. But then when I have to slow myself down, it's like I get lost in my notes. Our address is Rev Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can reach us at The Rev at MidWatchWithTheRev.com or David@RevMediaNetwork.com. That is David@RevMediaNetwork.com. You can also write me David@RevMinistries.com. We have just introduced our newest website. right after we just introduced our last newest website. So either way, davidyannisministries.com. I have so many websites. I have Revelation Ministries, and when on Revelation Ministries, we have a lot of stuff, more of our helps ministry, stuff we're trying to put on there, our missions and stuff like that, our relief efforts, stuff like that. That's where Revelation Ministries comes in. But also, Revelation Ministries is the umbrella for this entire ministry. So everything that I build, it goes under Revelation Ministries. Revenue Network is Revelation Ministries. Rev Media Publishing, Revelation Ministries. So you get the idea. David Yannis Ministries is actually a separate entity. It is non-profit as well. And it's basically going to have everything that I'm doing on there. Because we're so out there, I don't want to use the word scattered. I don't want to use the word, scattered, I guess would be the best word. But we're out there. We have such a presence out there, but it's not all tied together except with links. So this is the one-stop shop. Has everything on there. So it has my picture. Yay, me. Okay, has my picture. But it also has... everything that I have. I have books, so you click on books. I have, which I may change that to author. Books. Yeah, books. I don't know. Either way, it's built. There's going to be some updating and stuff, but it's like 21 pages of information, and it's just amazing. It's already getting a lot of hits. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But what I'm going to try to say is that I built this with, and yesterday I covered this, that I needed to put the relationship site on, which I haven't done, so this month I will have that relationship site up, and I will start counseling those who need counseling over the internet, over the phone, in person. It doesn't matter. We can even do webcam counseling. Either way, we're going to do something. We're going to change people's lives. We're going to change people's minds, heart, and souls for God. Amen. This host station and all these sites that I have and all, everything that we have, salvations. We had 30 salvations last month. This month we've already had 6 salvations online. And it's not much to some people. I mean, there's guys that are getting 1 million people a month online. It doesn't matter. All that matters is those people that gave their heart and their souls and gave their commitment just by browsing through. That this site, even if that's all it did its job. I want you to have that attitude, and you should have that attitude in your marriage and in everything. You should have that kind of attitude. Okay, so right now we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk about some website articles that I seen that I thought that would complement our relationship talk today. You know, we talked about partnership and the 8 things that affect them. And if you didn't write them down, I'll give you one more time: environment, attitude, fears, time, doubt, finances, respect, environment, attitude. See, I got to slow down. Fears, time, doubt, finances, respect, and agreeing. That was what I was missing. That's the 8th one. Agreeing. You have to be able to agree. Amen? You can't put something together as a family or as a future and not agree. All right. Did y'all read that article in the Associated Press about the hypnotist fined about $2,500 for stealing a kiss on a date? Yep. It's true. We're not breaking the story. We're just reporting the story. In Seoul, South Korea, a South Korean hypnotist has been fined for stealing a kiss on a blind date with a woman that he thought he had successfully put in a trance. 32-year-old man suggested hypnosing his 27-year-old date during their first meeting arranged by a matching agency. And according to the newspaper and the news agencies, the woman was eventually persuaded and the hypnotist chanted, "Black hole, you will plunge into a trance and you will find you will feel thrilled all over your body, and if my hand touched your body, you will feel intense pleasure." And when he thought he had his technique work, he tried to give her a kiss. But the woman was fully alert, and her eyes were closed, and she pushed him away and later filed accusations of sexual harassment. And he was fined $2,500. Well, you know, I'm taking a course where we're not, I'm not a really, how would I word this? I'm taking a course to do belief therapist that I can counsel through the Bible. You know, we're not a certified or licensed therapist or psychologist or anything like that. But the thing is, there's still a code and an oath that you have, and what that is you have to. This is something that's true. You have to respect other people and respect the best for them. Now, this is definitely an individual who had some talent that took his talent to his advantage. Now, I'm not into the hypnotist thing, and I don't think that it should be used. That's my opinion. But at the same time, it's something that it was a talent, and he used and abused it. So, my friends, when you look at things like that, sad story, sad, cost him that kiss was a highly priced one as well. But still, it's sad that someone will allow his gifts to be taken advantage. Moving on. Haven't got no chat tango from y'all. You need to go in and start texting and let me know where you're at. Officials announce ban on Christianity in the Lau Au village. Following the confiscation of livestock from Christian families earlier this month, officials in a village in Lau Au on Saturday called special meeting for all residents and announced they had banned Christianity in our village. Now that's sad. That is so sad. Now this is off the Christian Post, titled "Officials Announce Ban on Christianity in Lau Au Village." So that is sad. That is sad that first they took all the livestock that they had, and then now they're banning them from even practicing their faith. And people are trying to. People are trying to take away their rights and their beliefs that they can do it. Well, they have no rights in those countries that take their. You have to be able to practice your faith, but these guys are being attacked for that or being destroyed. Even they took one of their cows. 4 days later, Sour Village officials seized a buffalo with approximately worth about $350 from a Christian resident identified as blah blah blah, telling him the animal would be returned if he renounced his faith. When he refused to renounce his faith, they slaughtered the animal in the village square and distributed the meat to non-Christian residents. So they took his livelihood, his cattle, took it and killed it because he would not renounce his faith. People are so serious out there. This is going around the world. This is happening in other countries. So you need to understand you are a blessed person if you're in a place where you can worship God freely, like in the United States or any other country that you may be in. It's an awesome thing to be with God. It's an awesome thing to have God in our lives. So I want you to realize this, my friends, that no matter what, you're blessed, but there's other people that aren't there that aren't blessing. So get a part of something, be a part of something. If you can help contribute to help with missions. Find a good mission place, and send them the funds to help them. Because if you're never going to go to the missionaries field, why not pay them $20-$30 or donate $20-$30? You know what's that? A meal, a family of two or three, four maybe, cheap meal, $30. Skip one meal a week for them. One meal a month. Actually, just one meal a month. $30. And our missions that we have in India, the Bible College Disciples Training Center, the students are, I think, $15 a month. And that feeds them for the month, lets them fully take the Word of God to the villages. So, find something like that. And just a quick note, in Yahoo News, or Reuters News, Big spenders tend to marry big savers, researchers find. Big spenders tend to marry big savers, researchers find. Now, that's the title of the article. Frustrated by your spouse's spending habits? Say, what were we talking about? Agreeing, right? It might be why you married them. According to a working paper titled Fatal Attraction by professors Wharton School of Finance and Northwestern University, surveys of married adults suggest the opposites attract when it comes to emotional reactions toward spending. They found that people generally spend less than they would ideally like to spend, and those who generally spend more than they would like to spend marry each other. That's in a study that they did, that those that spend less and those that spend more tend to marry each other. My friends, that's crazy, but it's life as well. It is life as well. Amen. We're coming up to the third segment. We're going to go and skip the commercial. I'll put it in at the end. But what I'm going to talk to you about is exposing lies. Now, I do have some theme music, so just bear with me while I find it. I don't remember. I can't remember what theme music it was, but I'll find just a simple one. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Exposing lies. You ready? Here we go. Amen. Exposing lies. That really doesn't go with it. So we're going to have to find something else. A little bit more faster beat. Oh, you know what we forgot to do today? Which we'll do right now. I just remembered. And that is our themes stuff. I like doing this. So we'll try it. Here it goes. Ready? Relationships on the Midwatch Monday and Friday with the Rev. So, my friends, I'm playing around with the sound. It's Friday, just having fun. It's Friday. We're stretching. We're enjoying the day. We're enjoying that it's not going to have to be crazy anymore. And we don't have to worry about getting up tomorrow. We can rest a little bit. Unless you get up early like I do and you don't get that sleep in. But you can pull the cord. That's supposed to be a foghorn. But either way, you can say, I'm out. I'm gone for the day. Enjoying your weekend. Exposing lies, my friend. The next lie we're going to expose. We told you that we had 20 lies we're going to expose. We're going to expose these lies on our relationship Fridays and our relationship Mondays. And we're trying to build those days up a bit. But we're going to figure this out right now. The mind-reading lie. You arbitrarily conclude that someone is reacting negatively to you and you don't bother to check it out. You prematurely define how people are feeling toward you without their saying so. You think you know what people are feeling and why they act the way they do. This can be found in Dr. Paul Carlin's book, Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life. Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life. So, let's read that again. The mind-reading lie. You arbitrarily conclude that someone is reacting negatively to you and you don't bother to check it out. You prematurely define how people are feeling towards you without their saying so. You think you know what people are feeling and why they act the way they do. The truth? This could be a good indication of a paranoid personality. a paranoid personality. What's a paranoid personality? It is a suspicious individual. His or her belief is characterized by hypersensitivity and an exaggerated sense of self-reliance. The mind is a battlefield crowded with strongholds. The predispositions you were erected through, you have erected were through environmental exposure and toxic people in your childhood. So this comes all the way from your childhood. The predisposition you have were erected through environmental exposure to toxic people in your childhood. In other words, my friends, in small words, because those words are even throwing me, is that people that had bad thinking and bad handling of their bad thinking affected you when you were bad, when you were young. And because they affected you and they basically predestined this in your life as far as being this paranoid personality. Did you think people are talking about you when they're not? Or do you think that they sound or feel a way about you, but they're not? Now let's read in Corinthians. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence am base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am not present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against someone, which think us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. The weapons of warfare toward God, to pull down our strongholds, cast down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience." Now here it is. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience. To the obedience of what? The obedience of Christ. The obedience of Christ. Jeremiah says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee." Jeremiah 1:8 says, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee." Psalms 6:7-10 says, and I'll read it, watch. "Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all mine enemies. Depart from evil, ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my praise. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed." And the last scripture is... well, that was the last scripture. Amen. My friends, the thing is, don't... If you know you're paranoid about how people feel about you, then you're having a mind-reading lie. We need to remember the truth of God. And I read you three scriptures. Psalm 6, 7-10. Jeremiah 1-8. 2 Corinthians 10, 1-7, and you can also read Matthew 7, 1-5. Matthew 7, 1-5. You read those scriptures, you're going to find out that God is all about truth, and that you can't take what you think people are thinking about you. You have to take the truth. And you got to get down to the root of where in your childhood, you got to expose that, what happened in your childhood, or how they treated you. You got to get to someone that talks and walks with the scriptures, a scripturologist, a person that knows the word of God. You got to get to them so they can tell you about the good things of God and the word of God. Amen. We're trying to get to deep, deep, deep healing for those that are hurting deeply. Amen and amen. Well, my friends, it's about time for the scripture of the day. I love this one. You're going to love this too. Amen. The scripture of the day found in John 3, verse 3. First John chapter 3, verse 3. And I don't have it marked as usual. Yes, I do. It reads, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. If you hope on the Lord to be pure, because God is pure and truth is pure, you'll be pure indeed. Amen. 1 John 3:3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, and as he is pure, even as he is pure. So my friends, it's not based upon works, but it does mean that God does make you pure. God does make you whole. God does make everything pure in you. But, my friends, but you're going to have to keep yourself away from environments, change your attitude, control those fears by exposing the fears and the lies, exposing the lies that create those fears. Enjoy the time that you have with your husband and wife. Take away the doubt that you have in your relationships. Learn to agree. Work out the finances and show some respect. Amen. That was our scripture of the day. Amen. Amen. Well, my friends, we're about there. We're getting the rest of this show going here. We've done almost everything that we have. There are some other stories that I can read to you, but I'd rather just talk to you for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about different things that are coming up in the ministry. And the 23rd through the 25th of next month in September, if you are around in the Atascocita area, we're going to have a general open house. We're going to open up the studio doors. I'm going to be broadcasting from 12 in the afternoon. Actually, we're going to go from, I got to get back with you in time, but I think I'm going to go from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to about 3 o'clock, or from 12 to 3. We're going to have the shows running, and we're going to take over the signals when guests come in and talk about things. And we're going to have an open house. We have some refreshments, and we're also going to have a little bit of dedication. We're going to have a dedication at the end of that Friday. And that way we have it for 3 days, and we have enough time for people to come in, people to visit, people to stop by and listen to what we're doing, and people to get on the radio. So if your pastor has been interested, if he hasn't or whatever, or if you want to get them to know us, just come by and meet me, meet my pastor. He'll be there. Meet some friends of mine that are ministers. They'll be there. I'm going to try and get Dana Smith to call in, as well as Pastor Charles Mella in North Carolina, and let them share their stories and testimonies about the station. We're going to have, of course, my book out there and other things that you can look at and see how things are going, my friends. And God is good, and God is awesome. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And I want you to understand that God knows exactly what you're going through and exactly how you're going through it, and He wants to help you. So I hope today's show on relationships, I hope that helped you. I hope that most of it was not just new stuff to you, but that God was able to touch you and do something in your life. If you haven't received Jesus, receive Him right now with me. Father, I'm a sinner. Repeat this with me. Father, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I need Jesus in my life. I can't get through life without Him. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I know He is the Son of God. I receive Him in my heart right now. Thank you. Amen. My friend, if you did that prayer, drop us a note, david@revmedianetwork.com. Amen, my friends. Amen. Well, we're about out of time here. That's our whistle, guys. That's telling us that we got to get out of here. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday talking about relationships. We're going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to help build your home, build your family. Amen. Y'all take care. God bless you. See you next time on The Midwatch. ¶¶